This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too, from my Moss Nissan studio. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And thank you very much for all the people that have been going over there and taking a look at different things that are over there. We have a lot to offer over there on that website. Now, joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have found out since the takedown of al-Baghdadi that the Kurdish general in charge, the Syrian Defense Forces, the Kurdish general, his name is Abdi, said that there was an informant that gave a lot of intel. He was the key to the al-Baghdadi raid. That's quite an interesting story behind the fact that they actually had somebody planted in al-Baghdadi's camp, which was his demise.
Exactly right, exactly right. And so this operation, of course, was a fairly large operation from what we understand. It was well planned, and of course it was based on credible information, and that's why this particular story is so relevant to this, because they knew what they were going to do, they knew where they were going to go, and they were able to take care of business.
Well, again, there's a lot of things that are going on here, a lot of people saying a lot of stuff, and let's just get a listen here to Michael DeFall. This was on MSNBC, by the way, kind of an unusual story for them to be having, but here we go.
And I think this a tremendous victory for America. I just want to add to that. This is a great day for the United States of America, including the commander-in-chief. We should not, in some ways politicize that this is a good outcome.
Yeah. We should not politicize what a good outcome this is. Let's just get it out there. It was a good thing to have happen to America. Everybody should feel good, and away we go. But instead, you got people like Morning Joe, who had some real stupid stuff to say yesterday. And I don't understand where this is all coming from. How they can sit there and condone the things that they have to say about, well, you know, he really wasn't that bad, and he was a father, and he was with his children, and come on, these were bad freaking people.
Well, yes, the idea, Captain, I think, is that there are those who are so unhappy with Donald Trump, he drives them so insane that they will actually sit there and talk about al-Baghdadi, just
yeah.
as you were just describing, you know, somehow that, you know, is this really a good thing, and have we destabilized things? Will ISIS get mad at us now? When, if you just look back just a short time ago, really, relatively speaking, getting Osama bin Laden was the greatest thing, of course, in the world, and we were all very happy. Who cares what party affiliation administration was in power at the time? Getting bin Laden was a good thing.
Yeah.
But getting Trump, see, here's the thing. Getting Trump is more important to them than actually doing things or actually coming together under something we can all celebrate.
Yeah, now here's Joe and Mika for just a minute going back and forth about the locker up stuff and all that happened at the ballpark the other night.
Well, you know, we're going to get to that right now, get that story. And obviously, just to follow up from what Jonathan said, there is a very long and rich tradition of presidents being booed at sporting events. Most of them do.
This was a little different.
But again, I speak to the lock him up chant.
Yeah.
It's un-American. It started with Donald Trump. In fact, he's made it a centerpiece of his campaign rallies.
Yeah, we find it sickening when it happens at his rallies.
Sickening
to watch people leering at the president.
We are Americans, and we do not do that. We do not want the world hearing us chant, lock him up, this president or to any president. That's what I'm saying. Let's hope as we move forward, maybe this is one less fascist tactic he and his supporters use.
Yeah, right, sure, Who are they talking about locking up, by the way, at the Trump rallies?
Usually they're talking about Hillary.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And who do we know that is actually guilty of crimes that's stated? Hillary.
Well, it certainly seems that way from what we know, and that, you know, seemed to be more of an organic kind of thing. But right now, of course, they're doing that because of what was said about Hillary back during the campaign. And so, yes, of course, I'm glad that Joe is saying, you know, this sounds un-American to do that. But at the same time, Mika's sitting right there going, well, they started it, or this kind of thing. And just, you know, either just, you know, condemn it or don't, you know, do one of the two things. But, you know, it's most unfortunate, Captain, that again, you know, this notion prevails out there that somehow, you know, getting Trump is the best thing in the world, you know, getting him out of office, this kind of thing. But even so, you have people out there who believe somehow that you get him out of office by any means necessary.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about an NSC official, Lieutenant Colonel, who is going to be testifying in front of the impeachment inquiry. And we'll tell you what that's going to be all about. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, and the Relief Factor that I talk about is a product that I use myself. I'm a customer of Relief Factor, and I have been for just a little bit more than 3.5 years now, about three years, 7 months, 8 months, something like that, somewhere in there, and I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I know it's better than 3.5 years now. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, and you're taking some heavy-duty medication, and maybe there's a better way to do things, and you want to give it a shot and see if you can get off the medication, I was on Mobic and Flexa, and it had some side effects to it. Was on it for about 10 years because of my arthritis, and that's what happens when you do it. You have a lot of breaks and whatnot. Eventually, you wind up with some sort of arthritis, and that's very painful. I don't need to tell anybody that's got it how painful it is. And simply put, the Relief Factor took the place of the Mobic and the Flexeril, and it started to work after about a couple of weeks, and my pain basically went from a 7 or an 8 almost every day down to a 0, a 1, or a 2 at the very most. Now, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, it works for all of that. And let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. All you've got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see the 1995 3-week quick start entry or the order form there. You just go ahead and order it. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll run about $5 or $6, something like that. And then you'll have it in about 3 days, and you will know. I guarantee you, you will know in 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most. Take it the way it says to take it. That's three capsules a day, three packets a day, four little capsules in it. It's all good for you. There's nothing in here that's harmful. It's not narcotic. It's all natural. But that's Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and hopefully it'll work for you the way it did me. Now, about 80% of the people that order it stay on it. So that should tell you something. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, we have an NSC official, I believe he's an Army Lieutenant Colonel, who is going to be testifying today that he heard the Ukraine call and brought issue to the agency lawyers, and he's going to make some remarks about that, I believe, today. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. He's an Iraq War veteran, and he's a lieutenant colonel. His name is Alexander Vindman, and he was essentially a top Ukraine expert on the NSC. And he has concerns about the July phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky regarding the Bidens and investigating Hunter Biden and Burisma and this kind of thing. And this is what we understand he will testify to.
Well, as we talked about yesterday, we found out that we had an individual who, Bill Taylor, the former Ukrainian ambassador, who led the Ukrainian delegation for the group advised by Hunter Biden, Burisma, and he was actually getting money. The group, he was getting money from Soros. You remember?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah, well, you remember the rest of the story from yesterday?
Well, exactly, yeah. If this is where the money is leading and you have them working together, essentially working, I think it was the, what was it called, the Atlantic Council, I believe, something to that effect. That's right. You just have, it's like in no joke of what's happening here in California, but where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
And this is a very, very serious thing. And it's as if, Captain, we're supposed to simply look the other way because the media is going to ignore this and or try to smooth it all over. But if this were reversed, you know, this would be one of the first things that they would seize upon to try to show you that this is being manufactured. You know, we always heard the word manufactured crisis about the border. Well, guess what? This is a manufactured crisis.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens here with everything that's being tossed around there. But the Democrats have reached the point of no return because I believe Thursday they're talking about taking a vote on the inquiry.
That's right. And this is quite interesting, Captain, because didn't Nancy Pelosi explain to everybody how they didn't need to take any kind of vote, that they didn't need to formalize this thing because they have the power to go ahead and start the inquiry themselves?
Yeah, well, they do because it's in the rules of the House.
Well, sure, but the idea, of course, is that without taking a full vote, it wasn't an official inquiry because they're even saying themselves, we're going to make this an official inquiry. But this is the big issue, though, Captain. What will happen now is that if the vote passes, then, of course, that means the president's lawyers can be involved. There can be a lot more access to information for not only the public, but, of course, for other members of Congress. And the Democrats may simply really be making it worse for themselves because they will see how all this begins to unravel.
They can cross-examine the witnesses and all
right.
that sort of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And now, before we move on to the next segment, we got to find out about these fires in California. There were some really, really significant things going on near the Getty Center yesterday. How's that working out?
Well, Captain, it's been a very, very tough day for folks there in Los Angeles near the Getty Center. This is a fire. It broke out overnight about 1 o'clock in the morning, as I recall, local time, and it burned hundreds of acres. There have been thousands of people, I believe, who have been evacuated. There are about 10,000 structures.
Wasn't LeBron James one of them?
That's one of the reports that I saw, that he tweeted out something. He was driving around looking to find rooms for his family because they had to leave. And we understand that the mayor is saying that the people need to stay out of their houses at least through Tuesday night. And the next big wind event, we understand, is coming in on Wednesday. So if it's 5% contained, and of course at night, and the winds have died down, the winds died down a little bit earlier today, so the fire may be laying down a little bit tonight, but if the winds pick up at all, then they're going to have a lot more to do with it, of course. But we're talking thousands of homes and many people still out of their homes tonight and early this morning. And of course, some of the pictures that we've seen coming from the 405 freeway in that area, the Sepulveda Pass and so forth, is really just heart-wrenching to see what's happening.
Well, out there near where you're at, I'm looking at an overlay of the weather map here. It talks about poor air quality. What's that, the smoke?
Yeah, that's the smoke. And down here in Orange County, we haven't seen too much of the smoky air quality and so forth, so it must not be being blown down into Orange County, but of course all that could change, but right, and in many ways, especially when we get the winds blowing, there's a lot of dust blowing in the wind, and a lot of times they will curtail sports activities and things like that for school kids. And by the way, all of the LAUSD schools, I believe are being closed. There are other evacuation centers that are being opened as well, because this is a major, major effect in that area. And so we're going to see how it sort of continues. And I'm hoping that the winds aren't quite as strong as they think they might be coming on Wednesday.
Well, Northern California, the entire area north of you, all the way up over Tehachapi and up over Cajon, and all the way just about to the Oregon line is in a fire watch area. So I'm assuming those fires are still raging up there in the north.
As far as I know, they are, and we still got a lot of power out to many thousands of people. And I think this is going to be, in fact, one of the things, for example, I think with the Getty fire, they're looking at what may have started it. It doesn't appear to be any kind of power issue or anything like that. They're, of course, investigating arson, but they're not ruling out anything yet.
This is where I really, as a firefighter, when you get somebody injured, when a firefighter gets injured, and they've had two of them so far get injured, one of them burned very badly when the fire overran their vehicle, and if that fire was set, if that was an arson fire, whoever they catch that set those fires, they're going away for jail for life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just what a terrible thing, because it's a crime of opportunity, because the winds start to blow, and you have somebody who's either looking to do harm, or they're sick or something. We just don't know yet. But you're right. It's absolutely, there has to be consequences for that. And but the issue of the power going out is going to be a big, big public debate in California, I think. Because for number one, we've got a lot of brush that is all through the state, and some kind of management or mitigation is, and it's got to go back to the governor itself.
All right.
The governor has to do something.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. No, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wildfires continue to burn in Sonoma, California. There's been a bit of a break in the wind, but it's expected to kick up later in the week. More than 10,000 students across the Santa Monica and Malibu areas forced to stay home Monday after being alerted that all schools in their district would be closed because of the Getty fire and all the smoke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a vote for an impeachment resolution later this week. Alabama Congressman Republican Mo Brooks reacts.
I want to thank Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff if they're going to quit doing all these proceedings behind closed doors.
And a stock market surge, your 401k in the green, China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the NASDAQ up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's on the phone. We'll get to him in a minute. This portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And, of course, our friends at GEICO have been serving people for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They'll get you coverage for the car or the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the snowmobile, the ski-doo, whatever kind of do you have, and they'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local GEICO insurance agency. All you got to do is go to the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and voila, you are there. You'll find out who your agent is, or you can handle whatever you want right there on the website without seeing an agent if you want to do that. But anyway, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president was in Chicago yesterday for the International Association of the Chiefs of Police convention, correct?
That's right.
What do you think, if you were a fly on the wall, you would have thought about Mr. Eddie Johnson, who, once again, I don't believe showed up to see the president?
No, I don't believe he did, and I think the president, you know, was certainly, you know, he had a few things to say about that. Talked about the Eddie Johnson. He believes he needs to change his values and change him fast. He said about the police chief there, but he also sort of brought in to play the, you know, what happened with Jesse Smollett.
Yeah,
that he ran a scam essentially at the police department and at the public and at everybody across America and created this horrible firestorm. The president compared that to what's going on right now against him, calling the impeachment inquiry and so forth a scam, basically.
Well, all of that is true, but the other thing is that the union, the Chicago Police Officers Union, voted a vote of no confidence against the chief.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And so, you know, this is hopefully going to begin, something different in the city of Chicago. It's a great city, but unfortunately, you know, I think we've seen this kind of performance there, and hopefully things can change.
Well, I think it all is contingent to the mayor they have there, and I believe the mayor is part of the problem, too. Rahm Emanuel is gone, of course. They have a different mayor there now. I believe it's a female,
yes.
And she just doesn't have a clue of what's going on there.
Well, no, and certainly, and I recall, her name's escaping me at the moment, but I recall seeing an interview with her the other day. I think it was something about having, the immigration officials come through, that the city police, they're supposed to leave the scene or something like that. It's this kind of stuff where, it's just creating, and, you know, it's interesting, Captain, when you really want to make a disruption, and if you were the enemy trying to disrupt a country or a nation or a military, operation, you try to sow dissension and you try to sow, division. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening right before our very eyes.
Now, what would you say if I told you that Joe Biden talked about Jared Kushner yesterday and said that Jared Kushner has no credentials for the White House post that he's in?
Well, I don't know. I guess, are we going to compare Jared Kushner and Hunter Biden and look at credentials? And
there you go.
And say, what Hunter Biden didn't know anything about energy. You and I know more about energy, I'm sure, than Hunter Biden, and we should be making big bucks, Captain.
He also said something else, too, about Barack Obama. He said that when he gets the nomination, Barack Obama will be out on the campaign trail for him.
Well, I think they'll look at the Obama schedule. Will be busy, busy, busy. Sorry, can't make it this weekend, Joe. Maybe next time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, soon know, won't we?
Right. Yeah. I just don't think that Obama wants Biden to be involved in this whole thing at all. And as a corollary to that, I think that the crazy left wing of the Democratic Party have in many ways left Obama back in the dust. You know, they're going to want him around for name recognition and all that kind of stuff, but they certainly aren't looking to carry on any kind of legacy of Obama.
Now, our Attorney General, William Barr, is defending the Durham probe. He took some flack yesterday, fighting back against Democratic attempts that the Justice Department was being weaponized against President Donald Trump's political opponents with the expansion of the Russia investigation. And James Comey had something to say. I know Brennan's had something to say, Clapper, too. And Barr went off on James Comey yesterday, too.
Well, that's right, yeah. And he talked about a previous failure of leadership at the Bureau in 2016. But he did praise Director Wray, who's come in and he believes has made a big change at the FBI. And of course, I think Attorney General Barr is correct, and we all saw what James Comey did, and he went out and actually usurped the role of the Attorney General of the United States by running out and telling about how, here's what we found, and this is why nothing's going to be prosecuted, and all this kind of stuff, and just that was a real chaotic time in the Department of Justice. And so William Barr is also answering these kinds of accusations, well, you're just the personal attorney of the president. And they're trying to put that kind of stuff out there just to try to stir the pot. But nothing could be further from the truth. He's the Attorney General of the United States. He's a straight shooter. And to say otherwise is just completely misinformed.
Now, we haven't said much about Venezuela in a little while, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the situation's gone away, does it?
No, it's terrible. Yeah.
And as a result, with, again, people starving and all that sort of stuff, and Maduro down there being Maduro, we now have heard that the Venezuelan opposition, in particular the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, is filing a lawsuit against the oil company Bond. Now, that oil company in Venezuela, I believe, is the brand is Citgo in the United States. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he's filing a lawsuit against the oil company Bond. I don't know if they can get it or not, but if they can, that would obviously give them much-needed cash to be able to do whatever it is that they need to do to further their cause.
Exactly right, because the longer that Maduro can stay ensconced in power, the worse off everything goes. And, of course, he does have the allies, Maduro does, with Russia and also, of course, with Iran as well and others, very few others, as I understand, but that may be just enough to keep him hanging on. And so any kind of resources that that the recognized leader of Venezuela could get would be good.
Now, Tom Steyer, who's running for president and is a activist of immense proportions. The reports came out yesterday on his financials, and according to Advertising Analytics, the Democratic presidential candidate has spent $30 million so far in 2020 ad spending to garnish about 3% of the vote.
Well, if you went over and talked to Donald Trump about that, he'd say that's a very bad use of funds, a terrible, disastrous use of funds. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how could you possibly do that and not get more for your buck?
And Mr. Bloomberg, Mr. Michael Bloomberg, is sitting back there considering becoming a candidate on the Democratic side of things, because he has reservations about the Democratic field and whether or not there's anybody in there that can win, that he sees an opportunity, and he's liable to get in this race very, very soon.
Well, that would be very interesting, and I think he was doing something about that recently in sort of contention on whether Biden was going to rise or fall, basically. And so that may be part of his calculus. But if he got into the race, he might bring a business sort of side to bear similar to Trump and try to compete with him on that level. But I think he's going to fall pretty short on many other levels. And so it's a rough and tumble when you get in the presidential race.
And finally, you know this country's in trouble when 70% of the millennials who were in a poll said that they would vote to become a socialist nation.
Yes, that is. And unfortunately, Captain, I think that that's part of the failure in trying to communicate, especially to young students, what the history of the nation is and why we're not socialist. And when we look at the socialist countries and movements and history, it always ends. And the best example, modern times of today, would be look at Venezuela. Look what's happening
right
in Venezuela.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, professor of politics. We're going to move on. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. Yeah, we're going to talk about the weather out there in California and the smoke that's out there and the poor air quality and all that. And I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard and the theme from the old television show, Moving On with Will and Sonny. And they were always out there in the highway with that big old black Kenworth and that 40-foot reefer behind it. $2 a mile, they'd go anywhere that they could go with that truck. I didn't care what it was or where it went. Oh, yes, independent drivers. Okay, now, we'll start out in California because of the danger that's out there with the fire weather conditions. Now, the combination of strong offshore winds with very dry conditions is going to continue to fuel the fire out there that's already burning in Southern California, the Getty Fire, they're calling it, as well as the fires that are in Northern California, the big fire that's up there that's got a bunch of people that have been evacuated from their homes and the power turned out again. Now, a number of wildfires are currently burning across the state, including this big Kincade fire, the largest in the state, to the north, the Getty Fire on the west side of Los Angeles. And these are critical to extreme fire threats, which are likely to persist through the middle of the week. So you got another day or so of all of this. Now, in the midst of all this, you've got in the valleys out by where Kyle Warren lives, you've got a poor air quality warning because of all the smoke that's in the air. So if you don't have the fire, you've got the smoke. And just to add insult to injury, down there in the San Bernardino area, the mountains coming in, you've got a hard freeze and frost advisory in a lot of that tonight with a little bit of snow and mixed precipitation going on. The same thing goes on in the mountains around Los Angeles tonight because we were telling you about another storm that was coming in that had moved into the Rockies, and yeah, it has, and we've got snow tonight in Idaho, central Idaho. We've got snow in southern Montana. We've got snow across a lot of Wyoming. We've got snow in Utah, Salt Lake City, over east towards Wyoming, and then across Wyoming all the way to the western tip of Nebraska. We've got a lot of snow in Colorado tonight. Denver, you're getting snow right now. KNUS, AM 710. You got a winter storm warning throughout a lot of Colorado. The western part of Kansas, about 100 miles in, you're getting snow. Northern part of New Mexico, northeastern part of New Mexico, Tucumcari north up through there. Amarillo, you're getting very close to have snow coming your way again. It's just not a great night going out west on I-70 or I-40 or I-90. 94 is looking pretty good, the northern route way up there, except for the colder temperatures are up that way. Now, you do have some snow across a fair portion of Wisconsin tonight, which is from Green Bay all the way down to the southwestern corner to the northeastern corner of Iowa. Sioux City, it looks like you're getting possibly some there, and the Quad Cities there, right there around the river, Illinois and Iowa, looks like you might be getting some snow for us tonight. You've also got some winds mixed in with all that, and some scattered rain, the central part of Illinois tonight. You have got fog across the central part of Tennessee up into Kentucky, which encompasses, it looks like, the Nashville, Tennessee area. Definitely goes down into Alabama. Birmingham, you got fog, north, south, east, west, Birmingham for sure. And Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma tonight, you've got, I'm trying to figure out what this is here. It's telling me that you've got rain, and looks like as if it's kind of about 100% chance of rain, 36 degrees. Oh, boy. Okay, well, 36 degrees, Norman, Oklahoma. Guess what? You might be getting some snow over that away in the not-too-distant future because there is a freeze warning in effect for a lot of these areas where there's a 60 to 80% to 100% chance of rain. So that's not going to, that comes down, that'll be sleet, freezing rain, and or snow in some of those areas. So be advised, that's central Oklahoma. So be advised, be careful there. And going up the East Coast, got a little bit of rain tonight in Jersey, in Delaware. Scattered showers there. You got some wind along the Lake of Ontario, New York State, and down towards, let's see, I-90 Buffalo, down to the state line, Ripley. Some wind there. And other than that, the roads are looking pretty good around, so not too bad at all. Now, keep in mind, your Truckers and Highway Report, always brought to you by our friends at your Pilots Travel Center, closest to you, and your Flying J Truck Stop, too, because these are not your daddy's truck stops anymore. Now, the Flying J's have been known for years out there in the western part of the country. They predominantly came out of Utah, and they stayed out there in Utah and Idaho and Colorado and Wyoming and Montana, and they were up in Washington State. They were up there in Oregon, and then they started to expand. They went into California, went into Arizona, went into New Mexico, came over into Texas, and they went up into the East Coast, the Southeast, the central part of the U.S., and now you find them just about everywhere, Flying J Truck Stop. But along with that, their sister company also expanded, Pilot. And they took over some of the smaller truck stop chains and made them into travel centers. So what you're liable to find right now at a Pilot travel center could be an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or you might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts that offers breakfast, lunch, and then a light supper. And by the way, I've had all three at the Dunkin' Donuts, so I know what they've got is good. And matter of fact, I think I just talked myself into going to Dunkin' Donuts this morning to have one of their breakfast bowls, but there you go. Now, that being said, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All kinds of great things there. Got plenty of parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents for your oversized, overweight, overheight permits, trip packs to get your loads in time, truck washes close by, pay phones, high-speed kiosks for the internet, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, access out there in the parking lot, inside too, and lounges with the big screen televisions for professional drivers, all part of what they have at a Pilot travel center or a Flying J truck stop. And near the bigger cities, you're apt to find a couple of different things in there. You're apt to find maybe it'll be a Denny's sit-down or a Huddle House sit-down or a Moe's sit-down, and guess what? They'll have a Taco Bell in there. They'll have a Pizza Hut. They'll have a maybe they'll have a Subway to go along with it, just to kind of compliment, give you another avenue to grab something quick and run out the door if that's what you want to do. But Pilots and Flying J's, try them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And coming up after the top of the hour news, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us. And I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say, because it's been an interesting weekend for her, from what she told us last night. So we'll see what she has to offer when she comes on right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.